Wir haben das Ayin und mit Beis. We have two Teishwis to learn. The way this is going on the Gemara, the way Rabbi Yishmael Tona Oymer Maloi, the Vorem Shal Yemoy Sachama Bi Yemoy Sachshamim, or Shal Yemoy Sachshamim Bi Yemoy Sachama. But we ask him shailas which are dependent on the weather. My new Elaine Meglufkeri or Sardini, if we ask him a shaila, he would want a warm coat or he'd want a thin sheet. Leichesh del Mekurach, maybe he got very cold, so if he wants a warm coat, inami chama achte. Elo bepeiri. We asked him if we should pick some peiros for him, and we asked about winter peiros, about summer peiros. Now let us see Taisvis. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tona. Ein nire loima de pligi. So Taisvis says, I would not want to say that there's a machlokes between Devei Rabbi Yishmael and our Mishneh. And what we've learned till now, the Bedike de Masnissen Lama Loi Soil. Why shouldn't it help? We ask him, and then the Mora said, Mlechad Lav, Etrein Hain, Trein Lav, Echad Hain. So why shouldn't it help? Elo, so what is the way Rabbi Shmuel being Moisev? Elo Diktoni, Bedike Adifet Tvei. The way Rabbi Yishmael said over a better b'dike. The v'hochi leka l'meima bei de shichaya de lav lav oy de hein hein nokti. Here we cannot say that, like the Gemara asked, maybe he has a mishigas of shaking his head, all no's or all yeses, shichoch megdoyle. He's not making a mistake between the winter season and the summer season. So Taisva says, this is what the way Rabbi Yishmael is being moisit. That is chaylik. The bedik of the Mishnah is a good bedik. And if we'll ask, trei lav v'chad hein, or trei hein v'chad lav, that's good. But the Dvei Rabbi Shmuel is saying that I have a better bedik. And Taisha says, by his bedik, you won't need serugim. That means you'll ask all hains, all labs. That's what Taisa seems to be saying. Now, first of all, we have to understand what Taisa is saying. What is the godless of the Bedika of Rabbi Shmuel? Shehichach megdoyle, kiven shein etoye ben yemoy sachama liyemoy sakshome. Now, I'd like to stay over the Lashon of the Taisus HaRosh. The Taisus HaRosh Lamais is Chaylik on Taisus, but Al Kaponim, from the Taisus HaRosh, we will see that, what's Pshat Rabbi Yishmael. The Taisus HaRosh holds that Rabbi Yishmael is like a Chaylik on the Mishnah. That, that the Bedikas that we had till now are not good. But Akabuchim the Taisus HaRosh, we see how he learned Pshat in the Mishnah, in the Bedikas of the Mishnah. So this belongs to the Taisus HaRosh. V'hod aloi sagi b'bedikas haged. Sheshaylin oisoi nichtoiv, oiloi nichtoiv, v'oine lav v'hein b'sirugin. So that's Pshat in the Bedikas of the Mishnah. As we ask one kasha, should we write the get? He shakes his head, yes. Should we write the get? He shakes his head, yes. Should we not write the get? He shakes his head, no. Then we go, should we not write the get? Should we not write the get? Should we write the get? So these are the six questions we're asking, three hains and three loves. It's all, the questions are concerned about one thing, should we write or shouldn't we write, and we mix it up so it's not shichya noch deloy. The svira lay letana dvei Rabbi Shmuel, lay choshev ha bedike chochme. This is not called a chochme. Im loy shetie nikeres chochmosoi bedvorim acherem. So that's the Teisa Rosh, the Vayel is saying as follows. The Teisa Rosh is saying that the questions that we ask in our Mishnah are just coming to verify his Rotzen. Does he want to give a get? Doesn't he want to give a get? And therefore we repeat these kashas and we want to fadrei him a couple and we see if he's consistent. He wants to give a get, he's not asking not to give a get. So we can derive his rotzen from these bedikas. But his intelligence, how smart he is, that we don't know. We see that's what he wants, but the shaila is, who is he? This is what he wants, but could be he's not a bar das, could be there's missing something. So could be the rotzen is not sufficient. Therefore, we ask different shailas by him. We ask him shailas, should we get you watermelons and then in the winter that's the questions we ask him. We need a giluyan al chachmosay aidei habdikis. Fine. L'chayre, that's what Rabbi Shmuel, what Tanit Ver Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel was machadish. But there's a problem here on this Taisvis. Taisvis says that this is a better bedike because the bahachi leka lemeime bay the shichya the lav the hain nokte. She chachma gedoyla kibin sheni toye ben yemoisach hama li yemoisach shom. So Taisvis mentioned here, we avoided the problem of maybe he's the shichya de lav leim, he is a mishagas, he's shaking no, he's shaking yes. That's why we needed the seirugin to make sure it's not a shichya. But Taisvis says but the way we're asking, it's, should we get you watermelons, peaches, and cherries, be Meisak Shomim? And then all three he says no. And there is no problem. That's the Maivu, because it's a Choch Megdoyle. So the Rishash is Sakashe, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. I mean, if I'm assuming that the reason of the answers are because he has a Meshakas of shaking his head, so what's the Chilik? That's the Rishash's kash. That's the Chmir. Taisis is saying a Mirah de Kibod. The way that Taisis HaRosh explains it, if the Deen is, I want to know what his Rotzen is. Does he want to give a get? Doesn't he want to give a get? He will ask him three times, you want to give a get? He'll shake his hand three times. Yes, yes. And then later he'll shake his hand. You don't want to give it? No, no, no. So, there before, we want to prove from this, this is his true rotzen, to give a get. He wants to give a get. So there's a svara to say, maybe this is not his true rotzen. He's shaking, he's nodding on the yes, and he's, and on the no, he's shaking his head fakir. Could be this is not really telling us. This is not really telling us a true rotzen, or it's coincidental. God, here he's shaking his head. Yes, here he's shaking his head. No, but got a stiff neck after shaking three times. He shakes the other way. Akasha v'maisa. But we don't. The Gemara held. It's no proof that this is a gilui on his rotzen. Maybe it's coincidental. Now, coincidental only applies. If I want to know what his true rotzen is, and could be, I don't know his true rotzen. It could be, then he wanted the shaker, said yes, and I wanted the shaker, no, but I don't see anything from the shaking there. But if I asking him intelligent questions, and he gets all the questions right, then it's not mistavo that it's coincidental. That means here I have a kasha, here I see, that means a person will take a test of 20 questions which are multiple choice. It's possible he can take a guess, he doesn't have the faintest idea of the true answer, and he'll take a guess by all 20 questions. Perhaps it's possible he'll get all right, but that's very rare. Because if he doesn't really know the answers, by chance to end up with the right answers, that's very modern. More mistab is to say that he knows the answers. That means, if I don't see his intelligence, I have no proof of his intelligence. I just want to figure out what he wants. So the Gemara says, you're figuring out what he wants, we know what he wants. Could be, yes, Mishagas, the Sheikah said, up and down and sideways. So could be you're not finding out anything. Then is the chesaron of shichaya. But if I'm testing his intelligence and I see he's intelligent, a chokhmah gdoila. So say, punktlich, that he knew all the right answers, that means the answers are showing me intelligence. I say, everything is a coincidence. I don't say that. If you see intelligence, so you attribute the intelligence as an intelligent person. Not that it's a wild coincidence. That's Pshat and Taisvus. V'neiche shem akrirus achde, v'lom alonu l'choshvay kishoyte, v'noymar sh'einei get, v'na'agen ishtoy chinam. So, what is Pshat and Taisus over here? So, that's from Taisus Arosh. We will be able to understand Taisus. Taisus Arosh says as follows. The Gemara had said that when we asked him, we posed these questions, then we asked him intelligent questions. Do you want a coat? It's 95 degrees outside. You want a warm coat? And he shakes his head, yes. So the Gemara says, Leichish, let's be afraid. He has fever. He's cold. He's cold, so that's why he wants a warm coat. So the Teisa Rosh is like this. Not the Gemara means to say, Leich and Leichish Lahoku. That means, we'll ask him a question, was the winter, was the summer, you want a woolen coat? And he says, yes. And then it's in the winter, and we'll say you want a sadin, a pishtan, they'll say yes. So the Gemara doesn't mean to say, v'neichish, let him pass with flying colors. Let us say that he was hot in the winter, let us say he was cold in the summer, and we'll pass him with flying colors. That's the napshat, the Gemara's kasha. V'neichush. Because there's a possibility, so we'll pass him a fly colors. This person is a genius. He's freezing in the summer and he's boiling in the winter, but he's still a genius. I'll tell you in the Kimta how it can be like that. I mean, what right do you have to say? And you're right again also because of that. Because you're shot and it's kumet terutzim, so you're right again because of that. So the Taisa Rosh says that Sichin Apshat, the Gemara, that will be Mekel because of the Shas. So what's that the Gemara's question? Alohochi Perusha. Hoyolonu Lepoitkoi. So that means Sichin. If we're going to ask him a kasha, it's 95 degrees, do you want a woolen coat? And he says yes. So then we're not going to write again. Not going to write again. We ask him such a question. So the Gemara says, Hori Purush, Hoy Lono Lapoitki Bidvar Machirim Kadesh Lagenes Shaloy La Agenes Ishtoi. Efter der Bedeke, so mag die Neusser Schleukeden. The Gemara asks, you're asking an unfair question. That is true. If he answers the wrong parrots, we won't give a get. But why do you ask such a question? It could be, it's not, the answer is not proving he's a Shaita. It could be he's cold. Not that the Gemara is saying that we'll assume he's cold, but don't ask such a question which could cause an unnecessary ego. Ask a better question that will have a more reliable proof to find out really what his matzav is. This is a misleading question. From his answers, we won't have a true picture of what his matzav really is. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Kahane, Omar Rav, Cheresh Yochel Ledaber Mitoich Aksav. Koismen V'noisnin Get Leishtoi. Zogt Rashi. Cheresh Shehoye Pikeach. She Konso B'Kidusha Kedushin. When he married this he, she was a Pikeach. B'Kidusha of Kedushin Gemurim. So he's married min ha-teire. Usnan b'yebomis, we learned in yebomis, nischarish, who, oynishtat, acherish, eini medabe, veini, shemeya, is a shayte, nischarish, who, oynishtat, lo yoytzi, elomis, he cannot give a get, lafi, shen koyach, begirush, echarshus, lafki, yekidush, echochmim. I mean, since the ishus was chal when he was a pikeya, so she's married min ha-teire. Now the Gerishin is a lav bardas, or the Gerishin is in chal. V'kom ha-rav, so Rav said, Amir, the kishtik teire, dim yochil ledaber mitoich ha-ksav. This cheresh, who was once a pikeach, and now he's a cheresh. If he now, he can go and be medaber mitoich ha-ksav, the yedei lichtei v'alaklav, Kisu utnu get leishti atam ployni uployni. He wrote this to them. Umosalahem, and he gave over to them this document. He wrote it to them. Atrav kahana marav gezut pikeach gomo. So this person is a pikeach. Bekoismen benoisnen. That's what Rav kahana marav said. Cheresh, yochol ledaber mitoich haksav, is capable of writing mitoich haksav, koismim v'noisnin get leishte. Omar Rav Yosef, Maika Mashmalon, so what's the big chiddush of Rav? Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, nishtatek v'omru loy nichtav get leishte, if he was nishtatek, v'hirchen b'roishe, and he nodded, boit genoise, shloisha pomim. So we see that a bdika helps to, a bdika can tell us his intelligence. Yeah. Omalei. Let us see Taisvist the while. Omar Rav Yosef, Maika Mashmalon, Tanina Nishtatek, Taimalari, Adarabim. It's all Rav Yosef had to ask. It's Poshet, it's a Mishnah. What is Rav telling us? Taimalari, Adarabim. If Rav Yosef compared Achere She'eine Medaba Veine Shemeya to an Elaine, and we'll see later the Gemara is going to say, Achere she'eine medaber v'eine shemeya is a lav bardas. And Elam is a pikeach. He can't speak. But Rav Yosef compared them. So Taimalari adarab. So it's not pshita, the tikshulei mas nisen. Kivin, so the Mishnah says, fakert and Rav. Kivin, deine mechalik ben Elam lacheresh. If Rav Yosef does not differentiate between Elam lacheresh, the lomali yochel edabe mitoich haksav b'achon esagi fakert. There's a kashan ra from the Mishnah, not pshita. The Mishnah says, an ilayim hachon helps. He nods his head, that's sufficient. Rav said, he has to write a Megillah, kisvot nu get leishti. So, and Rav Yosef compared, acher eshenim edabe vein eshemeyat, an ilayim. That's his kasha, some emailer, so it's not pshita, it's a kasha from the Mishnah. Why, Marie? The Havad, I de Becheresh, Loisagi, Belchon, Afa Pisha Gais Malay, Nichtaiv Getle Ishtacha, Malkin Beresh, Boykanais, Gimel Pomim Lava, eh? That's Pasha, a Cheresh, Sichemon, help Achon. We'll write him, should we write a get, and he'll write back, yes, and he'll shake his head. That's Pasha, the one help. Because a Cheresh is a much greater lav bardas than an ilay. So memele, that with is a sufficient biru by an ilay that he knows what he's talking about is not at all a sufficient biru by a cheresh. Rav Yosef knew this. Ela de medami Rav Yosef hachone de ilayim leksivit de cheresh. That was Rav Yosef's kash. K'may she'ilay, al yedei hachone niker shemeivin u'mischatze. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, we really don't have too well of a communication between ourselves and this ilay. But the Mishnah says, if through hachone, we will see that he's giving us this message that Nikel Shemeven Umischatze, he understands we mixed them up with those, so we asked them intelligent questions according to Rabbi Yishma. Akaponim, we asked them questions and Achonis shows us that he understands. By days that Kaisman get, so a test, we have a suffix how great a pikeach he is. We have a suffix, maybe he lost 50% of his pikeach. Fine. So on that, the Mishnah says, well, to this test, we can be mavar if he did lose, if he didn't lose. The test is sufficient. Is cheresh sheshalu biksav veheshev biksav, So Taisa says, here we have a greater chash. Here we have a chash, maybe he lost 85% of his pictures. So Memele, such a test will not, a test of Archone will not be enough of a biru to show what we're afraid of. We need a better test to be Mavara. To be mevarer that he didn't lose 85% of his pikkus. We need a better test. Now, that what Rav said, that this is a good test for a cheresh, if he knows how to write, that's not only the chiddush from Rav, any doctor will also tell you this. That means, if we see from the Mishnah that for a smaller chash, a smaller birur is sufficient, so by a bigger chash, a bigger birur will be sufficient. Versteht sich, you have to use a different type of test. We have a different chash, but al kaponim. So what is Rav telling me? That birur helps. You can rely on a birur. So that Rabbi Yisrael is the kash. And so the Mishnah says you can rely on birur. Versteht sich, the birur is to be according to the chash. So that's his kash. Rabzeire said, Ilam Kamret, how can you compare an Ilam to a Cheresh? Shani Ilam, the Sanye Medabel, Ba'inei Shemeya. If a person is a Medabel, Ba'inei Shemeya, Zel Cheresh, that's not the Cheresh what Chazal speak about, that's a Cheresh the Kro. That's called a Cheresh, he's deaf. Shemeye bein medabem zahile. Zev is a reinke pikrin luchol divreim. So all these people are pikrin. One of their chushim are hampered, but these people are pikrin. Mimai de medabem veina shemeye zeh cheresh. Shemeye bein medabem zahilem dechziv anike cheresh lay eshma. Chilem lay yiftach piv. So we see klar that a cheresh is missing the chush hashmiye. An ilayim is missing the chush hadibur. Viboy yisayim a different mekayel that an ilayim means he's missing the chush adibe, kadamri inchi ishtakel milulei. Seilem is notriken, says ishtakel milulei. He can't speak. His words were taken away from him. His koyach to pronounce words. So memele, so what is Rab Zeira asking on Rab Yosef? So you cannot compare these two. A cheresh, what Rav Kahan is speaking about a person who has a din of a shaita l'chol dvor. And he's telling us, I'm going to take a chiddish, Rav Kahan. The ksiva will help. We'll see soon what the chiddish is. Masha Enke and the Mishnah was speaking about a pikeach to begin with. We're just curious, he's not a pikeach, but maybe his mind isn't functioning. Maybe he doesn't mean what he said. So on that, and that bedikas help. But if he's a shaita, how can bedikas help? Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi ilam kamushan ilam dekivin shemayahu arehu pikeach lechol dvor avocheres sheinish meveni medaber. He loved the yochel adaber mitrech aksaber remize loy mapik. He loved hashmina rav loy havi yedano. We'll see further, then we'll come back to what Rashi is. Cheresh medaba veini shemeye, zeo cheresh. Lo yitzeh cheresh yodibur chachomim b'chol mokim. Vishvol l'shoite, d'zeo pekech l'chol dvor, k'dektoni behed, that's what says in the Baraisa. Abo cheresh t'rav kana, lo yishemeye, b'lo yimidabo, shtako melulei, notri kendeilem. So we have to understand what is Rab Zeira saying? So I saw in a Perish Shmuel, he says, the Gevalta Gezach, and this will understand the next Taisvis and the next Sugye, that Rav Kahane said, a Gevalta Gezach. He says, the Mishnah is speaking about the Dikis of a Pikeach. This person is a Pikeach. I have to be Mevara. But maybe his mind is drifting, maybe he doesn't really mean what he says. So these simonim are sufficient to tell me that he knows what he's talking about, he knows what he wants, it's really what he wants. Acheres she'einim medaber ba'inei she'meya is a shaita. Chazal said he's a shaita. B'talach lamayishim esine, he's a shaita. Nothing else to talk about. Rav said, a person who's able to communicate a Yidei Aksav, he's a medaber. That was the Chiddush. Yochel ledaber mitoich Aksav, he's not an Einei medaber ve'einei shemeya. He's a medaber ve'einei shemeya. No, he's not a medaber with his mouth, he's a medaber with the pen. But the minute this person is able to communicate through ksive, he's a bar ksive, so he doesn't fall into the category of shaita. A shaita is an ene medaba v'ene shemeh, a person who doesn't communicate, a person who's cut off from society. This person, even though he can't speak, but he can communicate, a yidek ksive. If he can give you this, that's called a medaber. He's a medaber, v'ini shemeya. He's a pikeach. That was the chiddush of Rav, which is a moedike chiddush. That's what Rav Zeira is tining and Rav Yosef. You're comparing the Mishnah. Rav is saying a moedike chiddush over here. That he has a din of a medaber. Let us see further. Abba Amar Rabbi Zeire, so that's the Chiddush of Rav. Abba Amar Rabbi Zeire, Kashali, Ho Kashali. But I have another Kashali. The Sanya Im Lo Yagid. The Nosa Avoyna. The Posik is speaking about Shvuas Eidus. We must be Eidim, that they should be made for someone. And im lo yagit, he was mushbe to say eidus, and then he said, in idei locha eidus. Then he brings a kol mishvue. So im lo yagit, prat le ilaim sheni yocha lahagit. But if he was an ilaim, there's no din kolman, because he's not a bar hagodah. Amai ha-yochel la-hagid mitoich ha-ksav, you, Rav, said Amir de Kechidish, that a person who can communicate through ksive is called amedaber. So an ilim is called a magid. Why all of a sudden, it says you have to be, hagodah is translated as communication. Alive, lo yagid, if he won't. So an ilaim is not cannot communicate. Can't communicate. Can't talk with his mouth. He can talk with his pen. So memela. So why is he alive bar agodah? So we see from this that Yehoshtek Teir is not a iskal. That communication with the pen is not called a medaber. Is not called a magid. So that's the kasha. Omale Abayis, Abayis said, Eidus kamret, Shani Eidus ta'achmona omar mi piyam v'loi mi piksovo. Eidus is different. That means that here there's a special, not that he's allowed by communication, an ilay. But the Haggadah's Eidus has to be dafke Eidai pif. Mi piyem, v'loi mi piksovo. So he's alive, baragodeh. So that is why. So, because the hagodeh bebezin has to be a yedei piv, so memele, so anilam is alive, baragodeh. So memele is no din of shvus eidus by him. Let us see Rashi. Rashin, Reyochel lahagit. No, Ikashli b'od Rav Kana. This is bothering me. Prat leilam shein echayv kol mishvu al shvu seides. Im ishbiyoy veirchen b'roishoy shein eyedeyam. And he shook his head that he doesn't know. So the Dvayaki brings down the Neidah B'Yehuda. That, which you have the shvua to begin with. He can swear, I mean, to him, push it to Pasuk, even though he swore, but there's a miyatim layagit. Since when can you swear, bahachone? So the Neidah B'Yehuda says, it means the Neidah B'Yehuda that, by shvua sa'idis is aloche, b'shama kail olo. That mushba mepiachirim is also good. You don't have to swear. There's two eifanim of shvu seidus. Either nishba al piatzmai, he swore, I swear, I don't know eidus, or he's mushba yidei achirim. He's mushba shetavoy v'teiduni. And then he said, I don't know, and he shook his head, he don't know eidus. So here there's no problem. It's chosar the levatei besvosayim. You don't need Levat. By Mushba Piachem, you don't need Levat if it's for sign. He's Mushba Piachem, and by shaking his head, he's saying, I don't know either. So he would be called Mushba Piachem. Yeah. Harayochel Agimedech Aksav Misa Ledrav Kahana Lechaye. So in my answers, it says, Mipiem, Alpishnai Maidem, Beloy Mipiksavam Yidu Bebez. The loydomi lishtar shechasmu biyoymoi dahu uchei lohochi. Mordika Rashi. So here we have a chavol from the Rashi in Gittin da fein aleph amid aleph that asks the kasha that the rishayim ask in ksubis and that if there's a din mipi and belay mipi ksavom that eidus piksav is no good, how does a shtar help? There's fashidene terutzim on this kasha. That place is as of him, a pin, blame, pin, some peg, shiny, dick, subis, harachti bo. How does this stem with the Hilchishta? But that place is left it over for peg, shiny, dick, subis. Rashi over here asked the kasha, and Rashi says the teretz. So what is from the teretz? Like domi lishtar, shechosmu, biyaymoy, to who, ulchei, lahochi. So the Dvayaki brings down from the Chiddush Yerim, from the Tshuvas, Yodeya Simen Yudalad, from Chiddush Rab Nochem and Yevomis and Aflam Adalev, they both say Pshat and Rashi as follows. The Pasuk said you have to be a Magid Derech Hagode. That means, when one comes to Bezin, and Bezin asks a question, tell me what you saw, what you witnessed, this one, to talk, I'll write down. That's not Derech Hagode. Someone Bezin is asking you, you should be made in Bezin. You're not talking to the Dayonim. I don't know, look them in the face. I don't want to say a word of Bezin. I'll just write down. That's not Derech Hagode. And the Torah said, Hagodes Edis, business be derech Hagode Ulche. You don't talk like that. So therefore, when my mind me peaks of them, derech Hagode is bepeh, not piksav. Mashain came bishtar Rashi says, Leidomi lishtar shechosmu bi yoimoi, dohu ulche lohochi. What is the purpose of a shtar raya? A purpose of a shtar raya is that so we have the loiv is a shtar, and the edim are gonna chasman the shtar that the loiv borrowed $1,000 from the malv. What is the purpose of this shtar? It's even written before the halvor. The purpose of the shtar is the purpose of the shtar is in a year or in 2 years we'll have proof that there was a halva. That is the purpose of the shtar. So this is ulchei. That means a shtar is a hagode, which is ulchei. A shtar is a hagode, which is ulchei to be written like that. That's how you. If the purpose is to tell us in 2 years that there was a halva 2 years ago, so that's the uchei. That's how we can find out about it. Masha'en came. If he's coming to tell us edus, and Bezdin now wants to tell us now what happened 5 days ago, and he doesn't talk to Bezdin, that's the miut mipi and belay mipi ksav. Now let us see Tosfos. Omar Rab Zeire Ikashe. Teimelari, the mashme, the porich la Rav Kahane. Baisis, this is a kasha on Rav Kahane, vo yochol le daber mitrech haksav. Vo esten ga kasha on Rav Kahane, you, Rav Kahane, said. The yochol le daber mitrech haksav, va mailoi porich hamas nisen. Why are you chatting with Rav Kahane? The Mishnah said an Elaim. He was talking about an Elaim. We're talking about an Elaim. The Bais is talking about an Elaim. So the Mishnah says an Elaim can communicate with Hachone. And the Bais says an Elaim can only communicate the Yod, only a God to say this, only prepare. So that's the kasha. So what is the difference? Why are we chapening with Rav Kahana? Vaimari, the masnisen loikoshele, the pshitale, the gabi get, ain't tzarech hagode bepe. By get, we don't need hagode. Rakshe misratze. We just have to find out that he's willing, but it's all hagode. But Hedish, you need Dibbo. I mean, you can ask a kasha. Here, I just have to be mevara. Does this ilam nishtatik, does he want to give a get? Does he want to give a get? He shakes his head. I question him. I make sure he wants to give a get. Finish. So we give a get. That's all there. I only need is gilei ritzoinai. And gilei ritzoinai is sufficient. By Edis, it says you have to be a magid. You have to relate this to Bezdin. He's not relating this to Bezdin. By shaking the head, he's relating it to Bezdin. That's not called he's relating it to Bezdin. Avol Rav Kahanim. Avol Rav Kahanim. Dechoshev yochel ledaber mitoich haksav. So here, this is the vote what we mentioned before for the Teresh Shmuel. The Teresh Shmuel says, this is not a shaita, this is a medaber. He's a medaber, v'ene shemeya. If he has a way of communication through Ksiba, he's a medaber. Ooh, if he's a medaber, that was the chiddush. He's not a shaita because he's a medaber. If he's a medaber, he's a magid also. That's the Gemara's question. Avol Rav Kahanim dechoshev yochel ledaber mitoich haksav. Afilu becheresh, he's not a cheresh, he's a medaber. Im kein dibe ma'ayu, v'yesh l'choish v'hagoda. So this is called hagoda. V'yesh meforshim, this is one mahalach, a beautiful mahalach. Damas nisin loy koshalei, dike lamei medoho da'oma prat le'ilem sheni yochel hagit hayni ilim sheni shemeya da hayni cheresh. So Lechaira Toysus is saying as follows. Toysus is saying, Les Kakashi from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a Elaim can communicate with us with Hachone. And here it says an Elaim cannot communicate with Ksive. That's what it says in this Barais, by Edis. So, if you'll ask me such a kasha, I'll tell you, I got news for you. The beraisa that says ilaim does not mean ilaim. It means he's a real cheresh. He can't speak and he can't hear. That's what it really means. You ask a kasha, I'll tell you, that's what it means. So, mamela shalom al Yisrael. A cheresh, whoever spoke about a cheresh. A cheresh is takalap by communication, and ilim is about communication. So yes, kakash and the Mishnah is not kash whatsoever. Not all kash is on Rav Kahanim, because Rav Kahanim said a cheresh is also about communication. Now, I think that what Taisu says the next five words of ilim lemash mahochi, I think Taisu is asking on this mahalach. It's very nice, but that's not mashma. I'll say Elaim means a cheresh. The Baraisa wants to speak about a cheresh, he should have said cheresh, not Elaim. I think that's what Taisus is asking. There's a Rabbi Kevegan Gilyan Ashas. Koshali. So what is Taisus saying though? Let's go back to Taisus. Ben Emerson, the Baraisa is speaking about a cheresh, she'eini medaber ve'eini shemei. And the Barais is telling us that he's potter from a kol, im le'yagid v'nosa v'einei prat l'cheresh. A cheresh won't bring a kol. A cheresh won't bring a kol. Fregt Rabbi Kevege, koshli dim kele maitzoch le'taim den yochel hagid. Tabalapochi la'baronshin hum. So the Kveg is asking, how could we say that this is pshat in the Baraisa, that the Baraisa is speaking about a cheresh, he's potter from a kol, he's potter from all onshin, he's potter from a kol. Why should he be mechuyev to bring a kol? That's
Voyochel edaber mitech aksav taisvis. The agodah shivai de aksav ke de frishes. That's called the agodah. That's called is a medaber veine shemeya according to Rav. Rav said he's a medaber veine shemeya. Medaber means he's able to communicate with others. He's a medaber. Like taisvis afal gav de memayet cheresh. וחרשס מחליצה, לפי שאינם באומה ואומרו, there it says, באומה ואומרו, נחרש וחרשס על הפני אמירה. So this is אמירה ועדי להבי אלה בפה. I mean, the matter is, מדבר, מגיד, could be translated, communicate. But אמירה is בפה. That's what Taisu says. So, b'meila, so, cheresh v'charshes, there's no problem by the apostle to make chalitze. The reshash es tzakashe, it says in Parshas Yisrei, v'yoymer el Moshe ani chesencho Yisrei bo alecho. The medrash says, he sent him a letter. So, seven doch klar, b'ken zayna an oymer, by Yaimel, with a letter. Here Taisu says, Epis Azoyim, Amira Zicha Bepe. Boy, now Taisu says another text. The Hosam Yalev, Va'onzo, it says, Va'onzo Va'omro, Mi Va'ono Alevim, Shetzorich Beloshen HaKodesh. We learn that from over there, that Chalitza has to be, the Amira of Chalitza has to be, Me'ein Yevomi, has to be Beloshen HaKodesh, just like the Brachas and Klolas, Agrizim and Arevel were Beloshen HaKodesh, Va'ono Alvim, see it's once also Beloshen HaKodesh. Lumino Nami Shemini David Bepekamai Belevim. So Taisva says, and not the Gilis from Va'omro. Omro could be, Va'ono. There was, the din the aniyah of the levim was bepeh, so who adin? The aniyah of chalitza. Zok the gemara weiter. Meisve. We learned a baraisa. Kishem shaboitkin oisei legitin. Just like your boidik, anilein legitin. Kach boit kenoisei lemasois, ulematonois, uleidies, uleirushes. So we see, so Pashtus, this is a kasha, and the previous beraisa said, an ilein is a lapa hagode, there's no denaitis by him, if he won't be sovum. Here it says, an ilayim, you just have to make a bedika, you just have to test him and find out if he's all there. That's all. Abukshem shabait kaisa legitin kach bait kanaisai lamaso isa matones. If he makes a business deal, you have to uleidias or tethaidias. We'll just give him a test, and if he passes the test, he's a kashrei. Ktani mi is idias. Amar Rav Yose ba menyumi amar Rav Sheshes beedus ish. They had a multitude of fullers that you don't need kosher eidus. So you don't need kosher eidus, you don't need a kosher eifan of agoda. Terry PX, I will also be good. What does Rashi say? Kishem shaboitkim anishtatik vihichim beroi shekoi. Speaking about some of the words anishtatik. So it's forgiven your boydikim, the masois and matonis, limka benachoso, the idiots, the irushes, kulam a forish vos, ktonim your idiots, shiyoi de duse mi pia ksa, va amrit mi pia em bezen elam. So lechay rarashilan shat the gemaros kashas from the baraisa. The baraisa before you said he's part of a makom shvue, because you need a god to say this has to be a day apem. Well, says, no, we're speaking about Ebedis Ishe, Lassio. Dakilubo, Beidechot, Korev, Beshivche, Rashi Bintan, all the kulas we have over them. So, Emele, but we have all these kulas, so Emele, even other kulas, PXAB is also good, but this is not a Edis which needs all the Chesedis. Let us see Taisus. Ktoni mi Edis, Amai Diktoni, Ratli Ilaim Shini Yochala Hagit Po. The Sabur Tais wants to learn the way Rashi said that the Kash is and the Baraisa. You just said that he can make our God a mitesh aksa, but you see, Kadilam can is a bar of God.
מיר לרין יראה, והייתי בנמי הבי לרב. זה הקשה אנדו ברייס, את הקשה אמרה, דוצית, דבוס אוכי אבו לדידה. אוכי פירוש, בישלי מילאב דרב, הוא נאמרה, אף על פי של עניין אידס, חשיבה הגודל, מה שמאפן ברויש. Without Rav, I would say that even though this falls into the category of Eidus, that what he's not in, Kediktoni Ochid, the Boishkin Oysel Eidus, Mikobokim, Pota Kro Ilein, the Teire Pata Da Ilein, Sheni Yoko Lahagit, because he's a Rabarahot, a Godet, Bulainian, Kov Mishluwe, Lechshiva a Godet, Ela Godem Aoyu. So what is Taisus saying? Taisus saying like this. Lule Dibre Rav. There's no kasha from the Bereise, from one Bereise and the second Bereise. The Bereise that says, that an Elim is part of a Kolben Shvue means that for a Kolben Shvue you need grade A Edis. Hakone is grade B Edis. So now we come out very good. Grade B Eidus. If I don't want to say grade B Eidus, I'm part of a Makom Mishvua. But there is such a thing as grade B Eidus. So in the middle, this Bereisa, which is telling us that you both came to say this, 100%, but it's grade B. So it's no kasha. The Bereisa is speaking about a Chiyuv Kolben, and here we're speaking about, is this the etzema possibility of saying Eidus. So let's see nochmal. Bishlami lach barabach bishlami Eidus shiva hagodah. It's called Eidus. Mashamachin baroch. Kitani hoche, the great kenoisel Eidus. Become a compote kro ilim, shen yochel agit, and he called mishvu, lech shiva hagodah la godah mali. By called mishvu, you need a godah mali. So that's why on the Bereisa it's not Shver. Now, I had a stickle problem. How do we understand this? If we're talking about trillion Eidus, it's not a God of Malia, but it's an Eidus. But if we call Mishvu, you need a grade A Eidus. I mean, we're not a sharp grade A. If it's an Eidus, it's an Eidus. He accomplishes something with the Eidus, so it's an Eidus. So why doesn't he have a call Mishvu? Because he doesn't speak the Queen's English. He shakes his head and that's it works. So I don't know. But Lule de Mr. Fina, I would say perhaps a Gewaldic Kiddush, that there's a difference in grade A Aedis and grade B Aedis. There's a Muradik Rajbe Shulis Aedis. The Lanza say a Muradik Azar. Now, he's saying, theoretically, he's saying the exact opposite of what I want to say, but our Kaponim could be no stealing. The Gemara says in Shavuos Eidus that if a person is posel Eidus in the Rabbona, Masachit Bekudi, posel Eidus in the Rabbona, there's a Chiyuv Kolben Shvua. That means I come over to a person, he's a gambler by profession, he's Masachit Bekudi. I said you were there b'shas alvo, and you saw the alvo, you should say Eidus for me. You say, I don't know Eidus. So lemaise is mechuyev kol mishvua. As if the Rashi in Shvua is a kasha. What? He can't say Eidus. He'll come to Bezdin. He won't accept his Eidus. So what's Mustafa for them? What should he do? He can't say Eidus. So what? I see chayev kol mishvua. So the Rashi says a Muradik Chiddush. He says, but 100% sure. If a Mesach Bekudi comes to Bezdin and says, Reuven's Oshim and $100, Bezdin won't be Moitzim from Reuven, $100, give it to Shimon. You're a Mesach Bekudi. But, if Shimon will chapt to $100 from Reuven, and Eidon will see how he chapt it, and now Reuven will chapt to $100 from Shimon, And Eidim saw Yechapta, but now Reuven's holding the money. And now we'll take it away from Reuven. Because Lamaise, he's a Masachim Bekuvi, it's possibly the Rabbana, but it's not,
In the Torah is a kosher l'eid. He's a kosher l'eid. We don't accept the eidus. Avazoi v'ayit, that will be mighty moment, but you could have been helpful if you would have said your eidus. I could hop it away from him. Now, he didn't say your eidus, not so the din of Shua's eidus. So this call me Shua. Al Kaponim, from the Rashba, we see two things. We see there is an eidus that doesn't help completely. That means he says in Bezdin that Reuven Shimon money in Bezdin has a deaf ear that will not take away the money from Reuven. If Shimon chaps it, he won't take it away from Shimon. He said Eidus that owes the money. So there is an Eidus that helps Lagabi Tvisa. That's one thing. And there's another thing that we call Mishur. So could be, this is Pshat and Taisvis. Taisvis says that Achonim is not an Eidus Malia. It's not a grade A Eidus, it's a grade B Eidus. And for grade B Eidus, there's no thing called Mishur. So could be that Pshat grade B. Grade B means that it has a Taisvis Eidus Lagabi Tvisa. Will help. If Shimon will chap, will help. But it doesn't help that Bezdin should Bezdin should be mighty mom and alpi. That means Achone is a goddess Eidus. It's not a goddess Ma'alya. So what the Indian have a goddess Ma'alya? So perhaps a goddess Ma'alya means that if that it's not a perfect Hagodah, that Bezdin will completely follow through your Hagodah, could be that not. But it is a Teiris Hagodah. That means it will accomplish something. So Memele, so could be that, that's what Teisus wants to say. So could be the Bereis is telling us, Pumfaket, the way the Rashba says in the Enigimah, the Bereis is telling, Achiv Kolbin, the Rashba himself holds this Vagabal, because he says he's Memuchi from the Gemara, right? Doesn't have an answer with the Gemara. But could be, according to the Mishnah, we would say, this is Pshat the Baraisa. Since it's only grade B Eidus, it's not an Eidus Ma'aliyah. It's only a partial help. So, not to say Eidus that can only help partially, could be there is no din of Kolbin Shavua. That's what the Baraisa is saying. Masha'enka, there's a din Boitkin Eidus, you say, Chavoydik, if he has. If I see that he's more or less with his senses, I'll be by the Kim and the Hades will help that. I'll come up with the Tvisa, the Tvisa will help.